Welcome, and thank you again for joining us at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of benevolent woman. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3, and this one is entitled Note to Younger Self. If I were to teach you how to nurture your mental health, I would tell you to meditate on God's gift of peace and joy, knowing that it is not only a gift, but a commandment. It is commanded throughout His Word. He leads me beside still waters. In every epistle that Paul wrote, his greeting always included, "Grace be unto you and peace." Peter started out with, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you." This is God's will for those who establish a relationship and daily communion with the Holy Spirit. Nurture and protect it, because it is real, and no man, no drug, and no amount of riches can give you this precious gift. It is described as a shalom peace that comes to fruition and is experienced now and forevermore. I have felt and known this peace, and it is true. I honestly don't believe that many people have experienced it. It really does surpass man's understanding, but it must be diligently sought after, protected, cultivated, and cherished. Meditate on putting on his armor, because the devil will steal it from you if you aren't careful. And he more so has not stolen it, because he doesn't have that power. But we, out of our ignorance, just gives it away. Don't do it. It is a precious commodity from the Holy Spirit, like God's word. It is more precious than silver and gold. Do not be deceived. Cherish it with your whole mind, body, and soul. But know that in the future, if you learn this lesson the hard way, Jesus loves you so much that He, through His grace and mercy, will restore it, and you will never lose it again. With sincere love, and as I ended this note to myself, I love you, Valencia. Feel free to add your name in this. Know that God's love for you is true. And thank you again for joining us. We hope to see you next time. Thank you.